Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Sarah was just talking about sandwiches. We were just talking about Ike's, the sandwich place, which I fell in love with before I started eating healthy. And I kind of forgot about it until Alex just brought it up. And then, you know, they're in Round Rock. It's so weird. Anyway, it's Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day, I just noticed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
like, they have a pastrami sandwich at Ike's. I haven't had it yet,
I've
but
had
I'm sure
it twice.
It's amazing. You have?
I had it with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the Paul Rubens. It's like pastrami and something else, and it's huge.
But I think they have a different pastrami sandwich.
I don't know. That's the one I had.
Did
that
you
had
like it? Did it have sauerkraut on it?
Yeah, it had sauerkraut.
No,
it had,
I wouldn't want that.
It was. I liked it until I saw how many calories it had.
Oh, yeah. Well, there. Don't do that.
Well, I didn't try to do it. It said right next to the damn name. It just really screwed me up.
Do you know it's really good pastrami?
Who?
It's Pious down in Dripping Springs.
I'm not gonna. I mean,
I will tell you as far as sub sandwiches go, and pastrami, and you probably have never heard of this, but there is a sandwich chain that I wish the guy would come to Austin.
Is it in Las Vegas?
Capriati's. Yes, it is in Las Vegas. Yes,
Capriati's has the most. Every hot pastrami day.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Every January 14th.
Damn, that sounds good. But the Ike's thing. It's overwhelming, that place.
Yeah, well, because there are like a zillion choices.
Yeah, it's always overwhelming. I went
so
this last time, and a week ago I went, and I saw that it was like 14 something calories of like 1400, and I'm like, oh man.
What? But did you get something awesome?
Yeah, I mean, the pastrami, the Paul Rubens, yeah, I got that again. I mean, I'm a creature of habit, you know me.
You are, like 500 things in the menu, and you get the same thing three times.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's always funny, though, like, because when I walk in, it's like an old witch, and so it's like, it's literally you're walking into witch, but the purple walls.
Mm. Why is it the sandwiches taste so much better when other people make them?
It's so true.
It's weird. And it could be just a simple sandwich at home, like a peanut butter and jelly.
And I'm sure the meat is okay, but the thing that makes Ike so good is the bread. The bread, oh, it comes from San Francisco. And I don't know what they're doing in San Francisco, but that bread is so good. But you're right. It does make a difference. And why does bread or sandwiches taste better when it's cut diagonally? You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Whatever
good
reason.
Point.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good point.
It also mentally makes me feel like I'm getting more.
Yeah, okay.
Because the slices look bigger.
Yes.
Man.
Thanks for making me hungry.
Gosh, I want a sandwich so bad this morning. We're going to kick off this Tuesday morning with a great happy story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you for having us on Mix 94.7.
Hola.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my jam, the Kentucky Derby every year. I have a big derby party in my house. You can come if you want. And
thank you.
One of my favorite things about horses when they retire, these derby horses, they're thoroughbreds, and they just go to the stable and
go out to the pasture and live a life. Right?
So they really do?
They become studs.
They just,
What does stud mean, Booker?
It means that all they do... Uh-huh. Is have horsey relations with other horses to try to make more
race
derby
horses,
winners.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So, I mean, that's the life.
Do they people ask consent first, though?
Yay or
nay?
Seriously? Did you just do that? Oh,
I'm
my
just saying, I don't
gosh.
Want the horse to feel used.
No, but his nay was amazing.
So, anyway, I'm not sure that I ever thought about what tortoises do when they retire, but I mean, this one had a pretty good run. Back in 1977, there were less than 20 giant tortoises left on Española Island, which is part of the Galapagos.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to go to the Galapagos, but it's so expensive.
Wait, isn't it only like covered with like tortoises, though?
It's like massive tortoises
everywhere.
Why would
you want to go there?
Because I think it would be really cool, especially if you're into animals and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So researchers started a breeding program and brought in a male tortoise named Diego that was living at the San Diego Zoo. And in the last 43 years, Diego's sex drive has basically saved his entire species. They call him Super Diego because there were only 14 giant tortoises when he got there, and now there are over 2,000.
Wow.
This is real?
100%. Roughly 40% of those 2,000. So if you do the math here real quick.
Uh-huh, please.
All right, so here we go. You got 40% of 2,000.
Uh-huh.
So that would be, you do carry the one, you know, do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So of the, so there were 14 when he got there, and about 800 of them are his now.
Dude, can you imagine daycare prices for that thing? Wow.
Child support. Like, oh.
How many diapers and pizza? Milk?
The researchers say lady tortoises find him extremely attractive for some reason.
Dude, stop.
I promise you, he is now over 100 years old, and he is having trouble mating, but the program was so successful, they decided to end it after reaching their original goal. The Galapagos National Park announced Diego's retirement on Friday. He will be removed from the breeding center in March and live out the rest of his life on Espanola Island, where he was born.
Y'all, there needs to be a Disney movie, but like a rated R Disney movie with this guy. And it needs to be like Antonio Banderas is his voice. And but he always needs to be smoking a cigarette. Like, oh, I am Super Diego.
Turtles don't smoke, Sarah.
I will say for 100 years old, this is a pretty sexy tortoise.
I mean, he looks just like a tortoise at 5 years old.
Like, did he have Botox? Because he doesn't have any wrinkles.
Y'all, you've got to see the picture of the world's horniest tortoise. And we'll send it to you if you text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Here's David Spade from his late night talk show.
A tortoise from the Galapagos Islands has enough sex to save his species by fathering almost 1,000 kids. Yeah. Even more impressive, at the same time, he also plays point guard for the Miami Heat.
Hey, good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. I don't know if you guys watched the America's Got Talent, the Champions show.
No, I didn't. I missed that one.
I don't either. I mean, I'm so behind. And I mean, I've left all of those talent shows. I'm way over it.
It's
now.
Like funny whenever they get like a residency or something like that. It's like, who's that person? And they're like, oh, they won. Oh, okay. It makes kind of sense. I mean, yeah. I didn't watch the show, but I know at least where they came from. And they're really good if they're winning these shows, right?
Yeah,
or
I was just in Vegas, and they have a couple of America's Got Talent people out there. One of the guys is, I guess, a magician or something, but he has a tape on his face, like the tape face guy, I think is what he goes by.
Really?
Really? Is this what we've gotten to? Or is it like duct tape on his face like that? Anyway,
clearly entertaining.
It's got to be good. Yeah. Right. If you get a show in Vegas, you got to be pretty good.
Right.
But there are quite a few of those now, and I can see this guy, actually. There was a dude that was on the show last night. His name is, I'm definitely going to mispronounce it, Marcelito Pomoy.
I'll take it.
He is from the Philippines, and he was the 2011 winner of Filipinas Got Talent.
Okay.
Or Pilipinas Got Talent is what it says here. But anyway, he sang a duet in which he did the male and the female version himself. This guy is mind-blowing.
Okay.
How good. Because there is, if you close your eyes while you're listening to this, unless you're driving, then please definitely do not do that.
No.
There is no distinction between a male and a female. I mean, it sounds like he is singing a duet with a woman.
Okay.
But this is really him and him.
Great.
Lead us to a prize. Guide us with your so well
isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I mean, if I am hanging with my friends and I'm this guy and I'm like, hey, let's just hit up a karaoke bar and I'm gonna go sign up to do a duet.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm gonna go, so I'm like, all right, sign up, and then like, so all right, good. Who's gonna do it with you? I got this covered. Are you sure? Got it covered. That was awesome.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You know, it's interesting. Sarah and I have been talking a lot because I haven't had any alcohol since November. She's like, you know what? That's really the hot trend right now. And I logged onto my email and it's like, hey, we're having a mocktail party. And now there is a bar in downtown Austin that does not serve alcohol. It's a bar, but it's all mocktails.
Yep. It's called Sands Bar.
Yeah. This is like the rage.
During this conversation, I'm like hiding under the table because I'm still drinking. I'm like,
That's okay.
I mean, we all still love getting drunk, but how we're getting drunk is changing. Last year, this is fascinating to me because I love not drinking. I'm really happy about that fact.
Uh-huh.
Except I kind of do miss having a glass of wine a night because I love drinking wine.
Sarah's like, haven't had one in forever.
Tasty.
But wine drinking in the U.S. went down by almost 1% last year. That is the first time in 25 years that wine drinking went down, not up. Beer drinking went down for the fourth straight year, dropping 2.3%.
Let me guess, whiskey drinking went up.
Overall, yes. We drank more last year than we did in 2018 and spent more on booze. So the question is, what replaced beer and wine? Well, hard liquor like whiskey and hard seltzers.
Oh,
Yeah, man. I mean, I was a hater at first about it. I'm like, what? But I mean, I've fallen in love with like every type of seltzer there is.
The big five liquors, whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin were up a total of 2.3% last year. Hard seltzers, and we're talking about Bonneviv and White Claw. Hard seltzers went up 50% last year. So there is where all your wine and beer drinkers went.
I saw a billboard for the new Bud Light seltzers. Has anybody tried those?
I have not, but it's like it's only a matter of time. I mean, I was in Chicago. Booker and I were in Chicago last August, and then it's home of like Corona, and then I saw a Corona hard seltzer billboard. I'm like, what? I mean, everyone is getting in the game, and there's the obvious reason why.
That is why.
Unbelievable.
People are drinking a lot of hard seltzer.
Hey, there's a study out that tells you exactly when you're most miserable, as in age-wise.
I was going to say, when you marry me, I was pretty sure that was the answer.
And it wasn't just 200 people they asked. It was about 8 million Americans asked over the past three decades. And the exact age when you're most miserable is...
Hold on. Drum roll, please.
47.2 years old. Yeah, when you're happiest, of course, is when you're 18 and you're just getting older and older and you start getting miserable in your 20s and 30s, but you bottom out at 47.2. But here's the good thing. If you're 47.2 years old, it starts getting good again. You know, you start getting happier. And then by the time you hit 70, that is your happiest and you feel 18 again. Like, think about it. Old people are always so happy. Sarah, you love you some old people.
Yeah.
They feel 18 again.
Why are you unhappy at 47.2?
Well, they say basically the research say they realize that your big dreams aren't really going to come true.
Yeah, right.
So the older you get, then you realize and start putting stuff in perspective and feel grateful for what you have. And then you start getting happier again. It makes complete sense.
Sure.
But the 47.2, it's like, oh, dang. So if you're coming around that corner, you're going to be unhappy for a while. But it's going to get better because you're going to start feeling like you're 18 all over again. I mean, midlife crisis, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yep. I feel like I'm going to be in the minority here, but I think Tony Romo looks so cute in his CBS blazer with the little CBS logo.
Nah, he looks cute, but he looks old.
Let's clarify that she said CBS, not CVS.
Yeah, CBS. Tony Romo.
Because nobody looks cute in a CBS blazer.
No, he's a sportscaster for CBS.
I hate those stupid blazers, by the way.
They remind me of old people.
Oh, yeah. They're so cute.
Well, I mean, he's happy, though, because he's wearing a CBS blazer, just like all the old people.
Well, sources say that ESPN wants to lure him away from CBS, and they want him bad, and they've offered him between $10 million and $14 million a year.
That's awesome.
Which would make him the highest-paid sportscaster in history. He currently makes about $4 million a year, and he's in the final year of his rookie contract with CBS. Here's the thing that really hurts to me is Troy Aikman, who is, you know, the top guy over at Fox, also a Dallas Cowboy quarterback. He makes $7.5 million. Tony could double his salary, basically.
Well, Tony's really good.
He is really
good. I mean, he's way better than Troy Aikman ever was.
I think you're right. I do think you're right. Troy Aikman is great, But I think Tony Romo, if you would have told me, okay, 5 years ago, yeah. if you would have said that Tony Romo and Jason Witten are going to retire and they're both going to become broadcasters,
yeah.
Tony Romo is going to be the good one and Jason yeah. Witten is going to suck balls and go back to the Cowboys, uh-huh. I would have said you were crazy.
I'm the same way.
I would
way.
Have said for sure would have been the opposite. yeah.
Speaking of the Cowboys, let me just have a moment for a second. This morning I was up very, very early and I was scrolling through Facebook and someone actually posted Jimmy Johnson being told that he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just started bawling. And then they showed Troy Aikman, who was silently crying up in the announcer booth.
Yeah, he was in Green Bay watching the announcement in Los Angeles.
Y'all, my whole pillow was soaked with tears. I was crying so hard seeing an old man cry.
Oh, I cried.
When I came in, I was like, Booker. I don't care about that. And I'm like, you would if it was Drew Brees. I mean, I like could not stop crying.
We're talking about Jimmy Johnson, the football coach, Alex, not Jimmy Johnson, the race car driver.
Not number 48.
No, not number 48. In the Chevy Camaro for Hendrick Motorsports.
Damn, look at you, NASCAR guy, Brad Booker.
Just, please, someone look that up.
Booker knows NASCAR, man.
He does not.
Man, we got Daytona coming up, man.
He's 44. He's coming up on being miserable.
He is.
For the first time in 25 years, wine drinking in the U.S. went down last year because everybody's on that hard seltzer kick. A new study finds the exact age when we're most miserable is 47.2, and ESPN wants to make Tony Romo the highest paid sportscaster in history. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The consumer advocacy group 1 Million Moms has condemned a new Burger King ad for using the word damn. Yeah. Yeah, they also came after Arby's for using the word meat.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
Talk to us, Sarah.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that happens when you are a single girl, something that is so awkward and uncomfortable to deal with. And I would love advice from you, Booker.
Oh, yes, because I'm so good at being a single girl.
Uh-huh, and from you, Alex, as to the best course of action to take.
Ooh,
okay?
Good.
You're going to be able to answer this as a guy.
All right,
okay?
Go.
Yeah. So at one point in my single life, I had a few guy friends that were just friends. We would see movies together. We would eat food together. We would go to shows together, but it was completely platonic. I always met them at the place. I always split the price of everything. I never flirted. We talked about guys I liked. Conversations never really got deep. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm being truthful, I had so much fun with them that there were moments that I thought, could I date one of these guys?
Sure, yeah.
Should I be attracted to them? Why am I not attracted to them? Am I being too picky? Is this my guy? I would even give myself harsh one-on-one talks like, Sarah, he is so nice and you enjoy hanging out. Who cares if you're not physically attracted? Looks fade. But no matter how hard I tried to convince myself that they were nice and that was all that mattered, I just couldn't make myself be attracted to them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sorry to interrupt your dating diary, but I have a friend who was single for a really long time, and then she just decided that her male best friend was her soulmate, quote unquote, and she's like, okay, we're dating, and then like 2 weeks later, she's like, we did it. I just knew that, like, rushed and got married.
Are you serious?
I've had people that's happened to as well that have gotten married that were just best friends.
And it worked?
And she wasn't into him at all. And then she finally was like, okay, maybe I am. And now they're, like, madly in love.
It's insane.
See, anyway. I just look at that as caving in. Like, you're just giving up on everything. And you just gave up.
Yeah, it's like a fire extinguisher. Yeah, in case of emergency, break glass.
That's what I'm thinking.
Unfortunately, my story does not have a happy ending.
Oh, no.
So
boy.
One of these guys in particular, one New Year's Eve, this is going to sound so bad, but I was leaving the bathroom of my friend's house party. It was an improv party. And this guy was outside the bathroom door. And this is where it sounds bad. He gently grabbed my hand and led me back into the bathroom where I had just peed, by the way.
What are you guys, like 18?
Closed the door. No, I was in my 20s. And by the bathtub, he tried to kiss me, all romantic-like, in the bathroom. And I immediately turned my head and I was like, oh, no, no, sorry, I don't like you like that.
Wow. Dude.
Well, after that moment, friendship was over. We never talked again. Well, this just happened to one of my friends. She, too, has been platonically hanging out with a dude. And out of nowhere, she was driving him home and he went in for a kiss in the car. Just like, boom. She said nothing. He got out of the car. And now she doesn't know what to do. They see each other on occasion based off work. And she's asking me, do I ignore the kiss?
Oh, man.
Do I pretend it didn't happen? Or do I take control of it and say, like, hey, look, I really value you as a friend. Yeah. I'm just not into you. I'm not attracted to you. So, Booker and Alex.
Yeah, I know.
What
do you do if a guy goes for it, but you're just friends?
But here's the thing. What do you do if you want to remain friends? Do you pretend it never happened, or do you address it?
Okay, so I'll let
this is my dating diary.
Thank you, Sarah. I will let Alex answer that part of the question. I will tell you what I did one time when I was single and I had a friend that I really, truly thought the world of. Yeah. And I thought to myself, like, do I want to date her? And one night, ironically, her mom and dad were there, but we were out drinking. And I turned to her and said, hey, I really think the world of you. Do you think that maybe we should, go out? And she said, no. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it's been great ever since.
Okay.
But I broached that subject with her.
Yeah, but what if you had just gone in for the kiss?
I would never do that.
Exactly.
I would never do that.
What if you had?
No.
What should she do?
I never would have done that without knowing for sure. It's like proposing. Like, unless you know that the father's going to say yes, you don't ask his permission.
Again,
you know?
That's you. And we've had it happen multiple times where guys are just like, going to take
a shot.
We're going to go right in. And then it leaves us as girls. All right. Well, dang it.
Why don't you take it from here, Alex?
Well, you're better than I am, Booker, because Booker asked, and I think that's the nicest thing.
Yeah.
Like, that she said no, and it was like, okay, cool. You're still friends, you said. You're
great
friends.
We're great friends.
See, that's where I went wrong. I had a friend like that here in Austin that I thought, oh, she may be into me, but she was just really good friends. And one night, you know, I tried to move in and give her a kiss and hook up, and she kind of kissed back. And I don't have a sister, but the way it felt like was I was kissing my sister because she was just in shock, just like moving her lips, just very slow, like, and I could hear her saying, what is happening? And it was the worst, most uncomfortable situation ever. And then I stopped, and then we looked at each other, and then we just never said anything again. And it was never addressed, and we fell apart, and the coolness of hanging out never happened again. And to this day, this was years ago, we've never talked about it.
Wow.
Her and I could have been still great friends if I hadn't have done the move, but it just didn't feel right. It felt like kissing a sister.
See, that's the thing. I feel like my friend should just be like, hey, I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
You should.
Yes. And be like, hey, thank you so much, and I'm so sorry. And look, I really want to stay cool and be friends. Yep. If you're cool with that, I just am not down for that. But you know what? We'll forget it happened.
Yes,
it's
that's
totally
the best.
Cool. Yes. Let's just move forward. Yes. Otherwise, the elephant is just going to get bigger and bigger, and then you're just going to fall apart. And can I just say, like, advice for guys?
Mm-hmm.
I get that maybe it seems romantic and spontaneous to just randomly, not on a date, go in for a kiss with a girl you've
never...
But
not in the bathroom.
But not in the bathroom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.